Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many wonderful things to say to his people. Good things worth talking about. Now, the Lord our God loves his people. The world don't understand the love of God. They look at it as weakness. They see it when they see people that love them unconditionally. Their mind runs just like the enemy. How can I use them for my own gain? They don't consider the desperate situation that people are in. People stop considering, why do people die? There's a reason people die. There's a reason everybody dies. Because God is good. And it was never his will for man to die. When you look at Genesis, the Lord tried to warn man against death. And after man died, he died spiritually. And it takes the blood of Jesus Christ to bring us back to life. One man, sin, caused every man after him born to be a sinner. If Adam had children before he ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they would be alive if they didn't sin like he did. We are born after our kind and our type. And the position you take in life can hinder your children and your generations from now on. Or you can choose God's ways. And the love of God, by obeying God, you can rescue your future generations. Now, they still have to make the choice to get saved and know God. And every time you marry somebody, get married, they have a spouse. The spouse, hopefully, they love God too. But when two people who love God get married, the chances of the children following God are much higher. Nobody's counted out. But the chances are higher because they've been introduced to the love of God genuinely. And they were raised by people who sought the Lord, who received healing, who received blessing, who received understanding from the Lord, versus the children who were grown up and their parents ignored God. And now the Lord's coming back. When I'm doing this recording, he hadn't come back yet. But by the time you hear this broadcast, I could be gone. The rapture could have happened and the Lord would have taken his people off the earth. If that's the case, love God and don't let anybody stop you from loving God. Don't let this government, don't let people, don't let friends, family, nobody cause you to betray God. Take him serious because he loves you. Now, the logic of the world is not the logic of God. The world see things totally different. They love power. They love might. They love strength. But that version of strength, they love having the upper hand. And they call that strength. But God loves everybody to the point that he serves mankind. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe on him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And the son yielded to the father's will. And did it willingly. Now, we receive love that we don't deserve. And God wants us to love every soul just like Jesus loves us. According to 1 Peter. Wisdom. That's the love of God. Not fake love. Real love. Genuine, true love. Just like Jesus loved us. Now, he paid a high price. He died for every man once and for all. And it's up to us to receive that love and live. Or we can reject it and die. But people don't, you have to consider what the Lord says. Go by what the Lord says to you. And not by what people believe. Because people can be groomed by Satan to do wrong, groomed to not love, groomed to be in pride and try to gain an advantage and take advantage of people. That's not God's heart. Never was, never will be. Because God loves us so much. Now, the last broadcast, I talked about how some people come from a good home. And there are people who pray for them and help them and coach them. And when they're wrong, they correct them. There are parents out there that pay attention to their children. And they notice what's going on. They monitor what kind of friends they have. And not only that, they teach the friends of their children, the things of God. They're in the corner of their children. They're not like helicopter parents. They are active with their children. My mother was a school teacher, and she knew the importance of education and the power of education. And she really loved God, and she loved us. She loved us so much. Me and my friends, she didn't just teach me how to read and make sure I knew how to read. She made sure all of us knew how to read. We were on the back porch one day. I'll never forget it. She said, if y'all read 300 books, I'll take y'all to Six Flags. So we read 300 books and she took us to Six Flags. Now, we read the slimmest books we could find. But sometimes we had a thick one. We had to read it too. And we'll read the book and pass it along, and then we'll read another. And we all read 300 books together. And we read them, and she took us to Six Flags. And we couldn't just read the book. We had to tell her about the book. We had to read and comprehend. My mother had wisdom, and she loved me, and she loved my friends. And that I was the last child of hers. I'm the youngest. My sisters and my cousins, they're older than me. And she would, every summer, she would keep some of my cousins. And this was before my time. And they were young children. She taught them how to read too. And she taught them about God's word. But I have a cousin that went to Vietnam. And they used to use drugs on the soldiers to help them fight. Well, he was addicted to drugs, and he came back, and he, you know, because he was on drugs, he did a lot of things. He went to prison. People were actually afraid of him, no joke. But we all loved him, and he was on drugs bad. He went to jail more than once. But at his funeral, my sister made mention that my mother had him memorize one of the Psalms. I think it was 105. I can't remember. I'm sorry. But he remembered that Psalm, and that word was in his heart, and that's how he got off drugs. Now, he got off drugs, heavy drugs. He got off drugs. Nobody would expect him to get off drugs. I didn't even know it because I was out of touch with it. I loved him. But it wasn't me. It was my mother teaching him that psalm and him receiving that psalm. That's how he conquered the drug problem. And he started going to church with his wife. And he got saved. And the people said that he gave them the best advice they ever heard. That's why I tell people, don't discount anybody. People are made with great resources. The enemy tried to keep him off track, get him off track, just like he do all of us. But there were treasures in him. When he got reunited with God and back to the word of God, the treasures start coming up, the wisdom that God put deep within. Sometimes the most troubled people, the enemy tried to attack them while they were off balance because he was afraid of what they would be. Some of the wisest people are in jail because the enemy threw a tactic at them and they fell for it. And he got them out of the way before they ever got to know God. Now, he's against you And he's not kidding. Satan is terribly against you. He wants you personally dead. Even if you love his ways, even if you fall for his traps, even if you hate God, he still wants to kill you, and he hates you. If you're a Satan worshiper, he still hates you. And if you die, he's going to beat you up. He's going to destroy you. There are people that the Lord showed here. I went there. I saw a glimpse of it. But there are people who minister to people against hell, who've actually been there and saw all the go to YouTube, Kim Baxter. I think her name is Kim Baxter. Just YouTube and listen to her testimony in faith. Receive what she's saying because she's telling the truth. Now listen, God put people in place to help us out. And you're just going to have to receive what people are saying when God uses them. Everybody needs to listen to the Ugandan pastor. I talked about that a few weeks ago. Everybody need to hear his testimony. The Ugandan pastor on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and put in Ugandan pastor and listen to what he has to say. And just like Kim Baxter, listen to what she got to say. She's telling you the truth. She's been to heaven. She's been to hell. Now, if these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com, newlivingletters.com. Everything on the website is free. This broadcast is on there in real time right now. And you can listen to it, and the broadcast is actually longer than the radio broadcast. All the broadcasts on the website, they're about 30 minutes long. The radio broadcast portion is 15 minutes, but there's more to every broadcast. So go to newlivingletters.com. Don't forget, download it to your devices, your phone, your laptop, computers. You can listen to it at your will. Everything on there is free. There's writings on the Living Lessons page. The Lord gave us information. He said, freely I've given it to you, freely give. And that's what I'm doing. I'm not trying to sell anything. I don't want your money. I want you to live. And I want you to know God. These things are too important. They are too important to take lightly. Now, just because it's free doesn't mean it's not valuable. It doesn't mean it's not valuable. What the Lord gave me, I give you. If you don't want it, you won't receive it. But if you do, you got it. NewLivingLetters.com. Now, in this life, you're going to have to receive what God is saying in order to have faith. Your faith comes from his word. If you don't receive his word, you will not have faith. And there are people who receive faith for healing and they get healed. They beat cancer. They beat prostate cancer. And all kind of medical problems. My sister had blood cancer. She's free. She's healed. 70 years old. Went to a birthday party last week. It's time now for people to know God, what he can do. Rob Parsley had a son that had mental problems. He believed God. He attacked it. I remember hearing his testimony about it. He attacked it with an offering. He attacked it with prayer. He attacked it with authority. And the son finished college. God loves every soul, no matter what condition they have. God has healing for them. They can be healed. Everybody don't always receive that healing, but they can if that's what they want. Now, you're going to have to go to the word and stand on it. You can't go by how it feels, how it looks, how it tastes, nothing. You got to go by the word of God and develop faith for it, and then you can have it. He already gave it to you. You got to stand on the word. You're just going to have to learn to do that and stop listening to naysayers. Just like you did for salvation. You can't listen to people that don't love God. People that don't love God don't value God. They don't believe. They chose not to. You got to choose. You got to serve God yourself. You can't go by what wicked parents might do. You can't listen to wicked people that turn their back on God. If you do, you'll have their success. You'll have what they got, problems. Even if they're wealthy, they got terrible problems. When they stop breathing, they'll be broke. They won't ever get to spend their money, drive their car, sleep in their house, sleep in their bed. They won't see their people anymore. They'll fall off the earth right on into hell. And they'll never taste water again. They'll never go shopping, play sports. They'll get beat up by demons, eaten by worms again, over and over again, heated by fire, burning, burning. They wish they could not stop existing. An old man told me, he said, I don't want to live forever. You're not going to live. Let me say something right now. You are made in God's image, in his likeness. God can't stop existing. You can't either. You are not just a body. You have a spirit. And you have a soul, which is your mind. And you have a body, which is what we see. When your body stops working, you will look just like you do now in the spirit realm. You will look no different. You will be recognizable. Everybody will know it's you. Whatever you look like right now, that's how you'll look in the spirit realm. Even down to the clothes, I don't know why. But when I saw people in hell, they had on whatever they died in. They were still wearing the clothes that they died in. That's what I saw. Whatever they had on when they died, that's what I saw. And one of the, I think it was Ezekiel or Jeremiah talked about how the soldiers died. They still had their sword. I don't know how that works, but you look just like you do in the spirit realm. Just like you do in the natural, that's how you'll look in the spiritual realm. And you'll be there. If you go to heaven, you're going to get new clothes. If you go to hell, you just like you are, that's how you'll be. If you're blind when you die, you're blind in hell. If you're missing an arm on earth, you're missing an arm. You don't get renewed, nothing. Whatever was cut off, beat up, burned up, that's how you'll look. So you don't get healed in hell. You whatever you were when you died, that's how you'll be. You'll look like you do now. But you cannot stop existing. So it's important to know the Lord and his righteousness. It's to your best advantage. But I'm not trying to get, you know, put the fear of hell in you. I want the fear of God in you. Now, God loves you. Hell is just a fact. It's not a scare tactic. It's real. It's avoidable. But when people don't value the things of God, their advice don't either. When people don't honor God, their ways don't honor God. When people don't receive the life of God, they reject it. And it's not valuable. If I handed you a rough diamond, it'll look like glass. You might throw it behind your back. But a person that knows diamonds, when they see that rough diamond, it's valuable. It's worth millions. He'll polish it up and sell it because he knows the value of it. If you give the same value, the same diamond to a pig, he'll step on it. He doesn't want that. He wants an old corn cob or a worm or something that he can eat. And that's it. He wants slop. Now, people that love the world, they want worldly slop. They can't value the things of God because they don't embrace it. They think love is something that people would, they think if they love people, people would take advantage. That's all they see. I won't have the advantage anymore. People to take advantage of me. They're not willing to love people. They don't care about people. They care about getting over them, but their logic is backwards, just like Satan's. And so they can't help you. I've heard of parents, their children get saved, want to go to church, and you ain't going to church. They ain't doing that. They talk against God. And their children get saved, they put them out the house. I've heard of that happening. There are people out here who hate God because they don't value him. They don't know him. Then they won't listen. And they chose not to. There are people who God was working with. There are even people who once knew God and they went back to the world, fell in love with the world, and now the world has caused them to be an enemy against God. And then there are those who God spit out. They'll never go back to God because he spit them out. They were lukewarm. They wouldn't repent. He spit them out. He worked with them time and time again, tried to get them to listen. They kept hardening their heart. So then God hardened their heart, just like he hardened Pharaoh's heart. When you study the Exodus, when you study the book of Exodus, everything that Moses did, said, came to pass. And Pharaoh didn't want to let them go till his firstborn son died. Then he drove them out. He let them go. Because God hardened his heart. He would lie to Moses. Yeah, they can go. After every plague, yeah, they can go. But just leave just the men at one time. The women and children and the animals stay here. Moses said, no, we all going to go. With our animals, everything. Go worship God. And he hardened his heart. God hardened his heart some more. He wouldn't let them go. And the plagues happened. Till Egypt was devastated. And Moses said one time, there's going to be hailstone. It's going to destroy everything. Now, there were people in Pharaoh's court who listened. And they went, they sent word and got their servants and their cattle and put them indoors. They regarded Moses. They got their servants and their cows and their cattle out of the pastures and put them up. And when the hail came, they still had their servants and their cattle. Because they listened to what Moses said. Now, these were Egyptian people. They became the richest people in Egypt after all this was done. Because they listened to the prophet. See, if you listen to the prophet, you prosper. The people that were proud, they didn't listen. Now, they saw the man's word continually coming to pass, and they hardened their heart and didn't receive what Moses was saying. Just like people on earth now. Jesus is about to return, and they scoff at it. They make fun. He ain't coming. They don't think he coming. But he going to show up and come and leave they behind here. And anybody that the Lord leave here, she should have left here. Because they hardened their heart. They wouldn't listen to the men and women of God. God got everyday people on YouTube having dreams and visions just like Joel taught that they would. Your sons would dream dreams. Your old men would see visions. And vice versa. It's happening. Everyday people, old people, young people, children, having dreams about Jesus coming back, having dreams about the rapture, having dreams about heaven, having dreams about hell. On YouTube. On YouTube. In real time. This has been going on for years now. God is warning people. People are taking it lightly. Now, I love YouTube. If you go on now, any subject, YouTube will just pop up whatever is in the vein of what you're looking at. So everybody's getting a chance to see what people are seeing and hearing. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, there are no reports of any Muslim, hear me good, there are no reports of any Muslim going to heaven as a Muslim. There are no reports of any Buddhist going to heaven as a Buddhist. Or any other religion. The Eastern religions. Nobody goes to heaven in the vein of their religion. But there are reports of people who died a Muslim and saw Jesus. And his mercy, he sent them back. And they come back a Christian. There are reports of Christians going to heaven. And there are also reports of Christians who thought they were right with God, not going to heaven because they had strife in their hearts. See, every situation, God has covered it. He's given us enough information to make a sober decision. I saw a video where a Buddhist guy, he died. And he was devout. He really believed what he believed. And he thought he was honoring God. The Lord had mercy on him. And he taught, he showed him Buddha in hell. He showed him Muhammad in hell. They are burning. They wish they wouldn't have done what they did. This Buddhist boy saw this. He died. He was dead. They were having his funeral. He was dead for a long time. And the Lord brought him back with a message to warn the people. It's on YouTube. You can look it up. But he didn't stay dead because God had mercy. God used him as a messenger. There are many souls that have this same testimony throughout the ages. And this was all this was in modern times when the technology was available. But God have always been doing this throughout the generations. People just turn a deaf ear. People that don't receive scoff at it until they end up there and they can't come back and tell anybody. Now you heard the word, you didn't mix faith with the word. That's on you. Don't look at God now. God did his part. I'm here alerting you to these things. Now I'm going to tell you something. Once the rapture happens, which is going to happen soon, it's probably going to happen before this airs. I'm expecting it. Every day I wake up, I rejoice that I have another day to minister God's word. That's how close I believe we are. If I'm alive and the rapture hadn't happened by the time this broadcast airs, which is a month away, 4 or 5 weeks away, 5 weeks away from the time I'm doing it, I would be surprised. But I would continue to preach what God has given me. Now, once the rapture happens, you better download everything you can while you can. Because when the corrupt governments take over, they're going to erase all this stuff. But if it's already on your device, you'll have it as long as you live. So you're just going to have to be wise, folks. You're going to have to take God at his word. He loves you. There's no reason for you to miss out on God's best. There's no reason for you to miss out on heaven. There's no reason for you to listen to foolish men that hate God and die like they will. Even if it's your parents, even if it's people you look up to, even if it's movie stars, some people are going to turn and never trust God. But you're just going to have to trust him for yourself. You're going to have to study his word. Just like a college student trying to cram for an exam. You're going to have to learn his word so you can have faith. So you can take him at his word. And not get caught up in the riff of the world. The world is judged. Everybody's already judged. If they don't make Jesus their Lord, they are dead. They just don't know it. And the Lord is coming back. His return is soon. And all the people who have expressed the love of God, they need to be regarded. This is for your life. This is for your safety. This is for the safety of all you know, all the people you know. Your influence, don't underestimate what God can do with your influence. And I want to see all of God's people do wonderful things and go forward. Now I'm out of time again, but the Lord is not here. Continue to minister to you. The Holy Spirit has been given to guide you in all truth. And you're just going to have to listen. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is Lord.